One, two, three, four. Now we're recording on Saturday, but we have our first interview. A wonderful man from Wandering Aesthetics. His name is Benjamin Rexrode.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
His beard is amazing.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was pretty official, Chris. That was awesome. He did the whole counting us in thing.
Oh, gosh.
He counted. He goes, 5, 4. And then we went.
I know. That felt really awesome.
We need to start doing that at the beginning of every podcast.
And we have the teleprompter. I mean.
Yeah, we wrote the scripts out and everything.
Great. Hey, we have someone joining us today.
We do. I told everybody.
We forgot to introduce ourselves.
We always do that. All right. You're Ben.
I'm Ben Arrington.
I'm Ryan Dyke.
And I'm Benjamin Rexrode.
Benjamin Rexrode.
Who are you, Benjamin Rexrode?
I know. Who is this man in the studio with us?
I mean, who am I? Who are any of us?
Yes.
Really?
It's one of the. They are sharing a mic, and they are very close to each other.
It's okay. You know, I'm fine with this. I have no personal issues about, like, personal boundaries.
I know.
Don't care.
Right, which is great. But I was like, I just ate some Mexican, and was like, oh, my breath probably stinks. I should have gotten a breath mint before this.
I don't really mind. I think it smells pretty good. I feel like I've been drinking an apple Snapple all morning, so I have, like, apple breath.
Can you smell Hey, by the way, that's Benjamin, and I'm Ben. So
yes.
While you're listening, if you hear Benjamin.
Because they talk, their voices are so similar.
No, our names are similar. That's the thing.
Oh, right. Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So, Benjamin was actually on our show before.
He was our special live audience guest member.
On episode 2.
Yep.
He provided the laugh track.
Uh-huh. We've isolated that that laugh track, and we will be playing it throughout the rest of the shows.
All right. We actually didn't do that.
We'll get that one, too. We'll get that one.
All right.
Well, Ben, you want to start off with, as we usually do, we want to do some corrections we had from last episode.
Yes. So you mentioned a movie.
Yes.
Dead Next Door.
Yeah, the zombie movie that was filmed in Akron.
Right. But you said...
I did.
I know. These are mostly just you, because I'm the one pulling up these corrections, so I'm not going to admit to any of my own personal
mistakes.
That's
okay.
No, you said that Sam Raimi was one of the producers,
or
was involved in making the film.
Yeah.
He actually was not involved in making the
film at all.
No.
Not even kind of.
I forgot to look up who the actual director and producer was.
That's okay.
Make a note of it. But yeah, Sam Raimi... They just named one of the characters after him.
Right. I knew they did that, but I thought that was because he was a part of the movie or he was the director or something like that. I know he wasn't the director, but I thought he was a part of it or he helped finance it. But no, it was just the. You ever heard of that movie before?
I mean, probably.
The Dead Next Door?
I have no recollection of it. So.
It was. We looked up all the stuff on it last week. It was 1989. It was a zombie movie filmed here in Akron. The cover is really scary. The cover is, like, we showed it to Ben, and he jumped out of his chair.
I cried.
A little bit.
Afterwards, yeah.
But it follows a group of survivors, and they actually go to, you know, I'm doing finger quotations, they go to Washington, D.C., but really it's just downtown Akron. Yeah, but we want to, later in the show, or in a future episode, we want to pull in my buddy John Murphy. He was in it. He was like a background character. He showed me the scene. He literally only has like a still shot of him in it. Like that's all he has. He doesn't have like a full scene. It's just a still shot.
Is he a zombie?
No, he was a survivor.
Oh, okay.
When they get
Did you
to,
say that? I wasn't listening.
When we get to, finger quotations, Washington, D.C., he's like a survivor in one of the rooms playing cards or something like that.
And so was a whole movie filmed here or just the parts about Washington, D.C.?
No, the whole movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really – my dad told me about it because he's obviously older and that they were – he remembers when they were shooting it. But, yeah, the whole thing is shot in Akron, and it starts in Akron, but then it goes to Washington, D.C., I believe. All right, Ben, what's the other ones you have?
Okay, the other one. We couldn't remember the seven deadly sins. I guess this would be a correction for me, because I couldn't remember.
Wait, before we do that, Mr. Rexrode, can you name the seven deadly sins? Don't look!
I don't know if I can. We'll try. So
okay.
There is wrath.
Yes.
Greed.
Mm-hmm.
Envy. Sloth.
Okay. He did better than both of us last week.
That's about all I got. Probably. I mean, I used to come home every day from school and watch that movie Seven, like for my
entire year.
Every
Seven,
day?
Every day.
Right, yeah, Gluttony. Oh, that's one.
That is a good movie, though.
He's got almost all of them. He's missing one or, I think, one or two.
Two, I think.
Okay, so you said Wrath, Greed, Envy, Gluttony. You say
Sloth.
Yeah, you're missing two.
Yeah.
These are...
You want to give me some hints?
What does it start with? What's the first letter?
The first letter is P, and the other first letter is L.
P, oh, pride?
Yeah.
And lust.
You got it.
Look at that.
That's
he
all
did better than both of us.
Right.
Crap.
Well, because he watched Seven every day after school,
I've never
apparently.
Seen that movie.
Really?
It's brilliant.
It's
I haven't
great
seen it.
Movie.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Oh, man.
I've heard of it. Who's in it?
Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kevin Spacey.
Okay, now I want to see it.
Yeah,
that has, like, all my favorite actors in it.
It's wonderful.
Glenn Close was just in Guardians of the Galaxy. She was in it for about 4 seconds, but she was awesome in that movie, too.
Glenn Close?
Mm-hmm.
Who was she in that?
She was Nova Prime. She was the lady that had the funky hair that was leading the good guys.
Oh, see, I thought that was Meryl Streep.
No, it's Glenn Close.
Okay.
It is Glenn Close. Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's so cool that I'm going to geek out here for a second. I think it's so cool that all these big-named actors are wanting to be in Marvel movies. Who's the old guy that was in Captain America 2? Renfield, who is that guy?
Captain America 2?
He was the bad guy in it. Spoiler. Oh, who is that? He was just in that movie where he was trapped on a boat. He was all by himself.
Oh, from All Is Lost.
Yes.
Crap, what was his name?
What is that guy's name?
I haven't seen either of these movies.
Oh.
This is our correction for next week, I guess.
But he wanted, because his grandkids love the Marvel movies and superheroes, he, like, sent a message to Marvel and Renfield. No, why am I thinking Renfield? But it sounds just like that. Look it up, Ben. But
it's a really like obvious dude too.
Who is it?
Robert Redford.
Jeez. That's what it was. Renfield. I knew it was an R, but he asked to be in the Marvel movie. Same thing with Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon, the guy with the wings. He also, like, almost begged Marvel to be in those movies. I think that's so cool that we've come to a point in, like, cinema history with comic book movies that people are, like, begging to be in superhero movies. I think that's so cool.
No, it is cool. But eventually it will end, you know?
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, this will be the odd time. The early 2000s
don't
where superhero movies
Stop
were
it,
suddenly like super popular and then
what do you think about the stuff that DC is doing with their new comic book franchises?
Okay,
I love Batman.
Batman is my favorite. I think from all the press and all the pictures and everything they've said about the next movie, I'm really excited. Marvel's going more for like the comic book like bright colors, and what DC's going to do, they're going to make everything realistic and gritty, and I like that. Like, they went older with all of their people. Ben Affleck's I think 40 or 41 as Batman. Like, he's older,
right.
But then they go for like younger people in the you know, like in Avengers Age of Ultron, Aaron Taylor Thompson, that's not the right name. Aaron Kick-Ass, the guy who played Kick-Ass.
Aaron
was his first name.
Aaron's his first name. And then the one of the twin sisters. Oh, no, not the twin sisters. From Full House.
Elizabeth.
Oh, they're not the
other
twin
one,
sister.
Not the twin. She, like, they're both, you know, they're younger people.
What did I see her in recently?
She was in Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
It was weird. In Godzilla, they're a married couple, but now in Avengers Age of Ultron, they're brothers and sisters.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's odd.
Isn't that really weird?
Okay, yeah, but those movies don't tie in with each other at all.
No, and the comic books, they're, like, very close to each other. Mm-hmm. I don't think to the point of, like, incest or anything, but they're, like, always, like, they're hugging all the time. And they're, like, European, so, like, they're always kissing and stuff.
Oh, right, those Europeans, you know.
I'm just saying, like, I think it's really funny that they just played a couple in a movie, and now they play, like, really close brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the DC movies will be good. You know, they haven't posted any trailers or anything about the Batman v Superman, but I'm still very optimistic about it because, like I said, Batman's my favorite. And I think Scott Snyder, who did 300 and Watchmen, I think he did Watchmen.
Zack Snyder.
What did I say?
Zach. You said Scott.
Oh, no. That's the... He writes Batman. Scott Snyder writes Batman okay. right now. I think he's doing a good job. I don't know. Who's your favorite superhero, Benjamin?
Well, I mean, I'm a big X-Men fan.
Ooh.
So I grew up... My first TV crush ever was Gambit from X-Men.
Nice. The cartoon version?
Yeah, the cartoon version.
That's so cool.
Dude was so cool. I wanted to be him. Like, I just... He was... Oh, God. So cute.
Channing Tatum is supposed to be him.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I mean, Channing Tatum's all right, but, you know, that accent.
I think that's
really
the thing.
What makes that character.
He's got the mon cher, the let me just see if I can do it. It's like, it's not a ha-ha-ha French accent, but it's more like I'm from a Louisiana accent, kind of like that, but way more charming. I'm going to try it again. Don't laugh at me, but it's like Madame is not receiving company at this time.
I cannot
like
understand a single word you're saying.
But you're not supposed to. Right. But it's like, mon cher, have a card, pick a card, or whatever he would say. Rogue, honey.
Now there's the Deadpool series.
I'm excited about those.
Coming out. That Deadpool is X-Men, right?
Kind of.
Like a spin-off? Yeah. I don't know.
Kind of. He's like an anti-hero.
Is it going to be Ryan Reynolds again?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he's going to have the mask on and everything. Like, he's going full...
Oh, good.
I'm going to post pictures on this on the page because I think it's so cool. He posted the first picture. It's him lying on a bearskin rug.
Oh, I did see that.
That's Ryan Reynolds. Okay, that's Ryan... Air quotes. That's Ryan Reynolds in the suit. But they're going for that look for the comic books.
Good. For the series.
Gambit's a good choice. I like Gambit.
But, you know, like, that's always actually something that you just brought up that's always confused me. Like, they pay millions of dollars for these big-name actors.
Yes.
Then you, for the most of the movie, you never even see them.
That is the third act removing the helmet thing. That is an almost, you know, in the third act of Iron Man 1, Tony Stark gets his helmet ripped off. In the third act of Batman Returns, Michael Keaton rips off the Batman cowl. I don't know how you rip off a body armor like that, but he just rips it apart. Yeah, yeah. That in
like
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
All the Spider-Man movies. Third act or somewhere in the movie, Tobey Maguire would rip off his mask because, like you just said, you hire all these big-name actors, then they're behind a mask the entire time. So I'm excited. I hope, as much as I like Ryan Reynolds, I hope he keeps his face covered the entire time.
That was an odd thing that they did in Green Lantern, where it's like where his body was like CGI.
Yeah.
That was weird.
His suit looked like it was made out of green beef jerky.
Yeah, it was.
It
odd.
Had like some weird texture to it.
I fell asleep watching that movie.
He was good in that movie, but the movie was terrible.
It was not a good movie.
It was not good. Not at all.
So we have some, I guess, local news.
Yeah, we want to bring some stuff up. Benjamin, feel free to chime in.
Okay. This is something not as recent, I guess, but there's the Knight Foundation awards $200,000 for Akron Hostel and Delivery
this
Service.
This is so cool. It's Loot Crate for Akron.
Right. Right. So it's one of the subscription boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all Akron products,
yep.
Promotional things.
And are they going to do it like Loot Crate, where each month is a different theme or topic? Like Loot Crate, like one month they did space, and they had a bunch of like Star Trek, Star Wars, and stuff like that. And then this month, I think, was spy stuff. So they had a lot of different stuff from like the James Bond movies and stuff like that.
See, I don't know if this is actually that's going to be that specific, but I know that there are going to be things to like tickets to an event, and then in that neighborhood they'll provide you like maybe gift certificates or a menu.
That's
to places,
so cool.
And then like give you incentives to like go explore that neighborhood and find some really awesome stuff about that place.
Yeah, so the whole point is that the Knight Foundation, they wanted to award money to cities that were looking to enhance the vitality and bring life back to the city, and Akron is one of them, because apparently we don't have a lot of life here. No,
because we have a lot of life to discover.
But another thing is the hostel that they're putting
in. I saw that too.
Putting in North Hill with the whole Better Block thing. It's
okay.
for refugees. And we talked a little bit about the Better Block last week.
We didn't have a lot of time.
We didn't actually talk about it at all.
We went over last week. We tried to talk a little bit about it, but I know Benjamin is a like. he's working with some companies and with some people in particular with Better Block. So he's a perfect guest to bring in and talk about this.
Awesome. Oh, well, I know about Better Block. I don't really know much about the hostel.
Oh, no, no.
That's, they're like totally, I mean, they're related, but they're actually separate.
Do they have a building yet, Ben?
I don't know if the hostel has a particular building. Again, a lot wasn't necessarily announced about it, except it's going to be sort of a cultural hub, and that the idea is it's kind of capitalizing on the
entrepreneurship.
Ship.
Thank you.
Well, then look, they're already finishing each other's words. I don't know. Sharing a mic and finishing each other's words.
You know what? There was on the page it says Ben and Ryan, so we could just add a Jamin to the end of that.
Sorry, Ryan.
I guess I'm out.
Ryan, Ben, yeah, but we'll keep your face on the posters and everything.
I mean, we'll just edit a beard onto it. We got the same glasses.
I want someone to make that. That would be so great. Like clip art beard add to it.
It's all brown. It doesn't match at all. But yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And I guess we can talk about the Better Block.
Yeah, let's bring it up.
Which will be happening in North Hill. Mm-hmm. I guess the second weekend in May 15th to the 17th. Yes. And basically what Better Block is, it was started by this guy named Jason Roberts. And he did it first in Dallas.
Yeah.
Where basically he just gets a team together and they sort of just take over a block. They take over a street and they break all the rules. They painted road crossings, like pedestrian crossings, where they weren't supposed to. And they just moved in a bunch of businesses.
Okay,
to
was
storefronts.
It illegal or did they have...
Yes, it was actually illegal. And one of the cool things that they did during it is that they posted all of the laws that they were breaking in the businesses that they took over.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The storefronts that they took over, yeah.
I like that.
But what happened was they ended up taking what was known as the quote-unquote bad part of town and turning it into this, you know, this cultural hub, this art district, basically. Because they just did it for a weekend, but businesses stuck around. The local businesses stayed. And so, they're taking it around. They're taking it around to other cities, and Akron is one of them. And
they actually, with the laws and the illegality of it, they actually were able to change some laws in Dallas to make better neighborhoods for people. Oh. And now, what would you call that? Like cities, the people in charge are bringing in Better Block because...
They want to change not the laws, but they want to change that neighborhood.
Right. So cities now it started as this kind of underground illegal thing, and now it's moved to like an actual initiative that cities... are bringing to them. So it wasn't just somebody being like, hey, let's bring Better Block in, but it
someone
was
from Akron
and the city.
Oh, so mm-hmm. Like Akron called out to them and wanted them here.
Right.
That's cool. I like that. Now you can look at that. I think you can look at that both ways. You can look at that as Akron being like, look, we need some help. But I don't look at it like that. I look at it like there are people higher ups at the Knight Foundation that want to make the city better. That's how I see it. That they mm-hmm. they know that this works. They've seen it before. How many other cities have they done?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know?
Probably a dozen or so.
No, it's more than that. And I think it's not just all over America. They've done it all over the world, I believe, too. So it's a pretty impressive group.
So you can get some information about it, and you can also sign up to volunteer to help out. I know there'll be a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But they'll be doing workshops. Of how to, you know, improve a city, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, you can check that out, akronbetterblock.com.
Uh-huh. And again, that is on May 15th, 16th, and 17th in North Hill. And yeah, like check out their Facebook page. We'll post some links on the page and we'll share it. But that's cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's just such a neat idea.
I love this Unbox Akron thing. That's started by Chris Horn, who started the Devil Strip.
Yeah.
It's the same guy, so.
By the way, the cover of the Devil Strip is. Did you see it? You saw it, Ben, with all the musicians.
The new one, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's such a cool idea. And it says, you know, what music scene in Akron? I love that. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. Anyways, but let's move on. So okay. I have a story I want to pull up. This is for later. Well, actually, it's kind of a two-parter. The Rubber Ducks opening game will be on Thursday night, April 9th. Is their opening game? I don't know who they're playing. I don't know.
Oh, the Mets.
Oh, I don't know.
Somewhere. I don't
know. But, yeah, that's the Rubber Ducks opening game. But another thing that I want to bring up, and I think it's so cool, and I want to go so bad, but we have a gig on that night, is May 30th, Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman from the Goonies.
Who's Corey Feldman?
From the Goonies. I know, yeah. Mouth. He is coming to Canal Park. He's going to be at Canal Park. He's going to walk around, do autographs and stuff. I think that's so cool.
That is cool.
I love Corey
Feldman. Why is he going to be there?
It's the 30th anniversary of the Goonies.
Yeah.
And that's one of his more famous roles. I mean, he went on. He was in the Gremlins and
Stand By Me. I love Stand By Me. That's such a good movie.
I don't think he's done anything recently. He was up at Cleveland Comic Con.
He's just a great child actor.
I think he's so cool.
He was really good.
So there was we were talking about this earlier, and I wanted to save this story for now. So Don from you weren't a part of that, but I was in this show at Norton Creek, the Wolf Creek Players in Norton, Phantom of the Soap Opera, and it was last August or so. And one of my castmates, Dawn Balinkovich, I think is how you say, she and her son were talking to me about Comic-Con, and I told them the next one was up in Cleveland. So they went, and her son got so excited when they were in line to meet Corey Feldman, he passed out. He passed out, and
Corey Feldman passed out?
Stop it. No, her son passed out, and they took him to, like, the convention nurse's room. I don't know what you would call it. And Corey Feldman went and visited him and took pictures and sat down and talked
with
him.
That's so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
He should have dressed up as a superhero. What those superheroes do.
Sure. That's a story I just wanted to bring up. I think that's just so cool that Corey Feldman would do that. But anyways, so that's on May 30th. He'll be at Canal Park. And they're giving out Truffle Shuffle bobbleheads.
What?
Yeah.
What's a Truffle Shuffle?
What?
Have you not seen the Goonies?
No. I've not seen
the Okay, stop the podcast. We're going to go watch the
Goonies.
We'll be
right back, guys. We'll be back. And we're back. So what did you think of the Goonies?
It was brilliant. I mean, there were so many goons.
Oh, yeah.
It, right?
That's not... No. Yeah, just the goons. Pirates. Pirates and little kids.
Who's the other kid that's in it?
Sean Astin.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Samwise from Lord of the Rings.
He's the kid.
Never seen that either.
What? And then
Kidding me?
Josh Brolin from Everything, Sin City, Old Boy. He was in the remake of Old Boy. That Josh Brolin.
Okay.
He was in it too. He was the older brother.
So what does Goonies come from?
Goonies is they were down on the... I think it comes from that they're on the Goondocks. It's something like
Boondocks?
That.
Boondocks?
No,
I just thought
like
it was
that.
The name of their little gang. They were the Goonies.
It is the name of their little gang, but there's a reason why it's called that.
Remember.
And I think it has something to do with Boondocks. And I can't remember.
Goondocks.
So the movie is about a gang.
It's about a gang.
It's like Little Rascals.
Yeah.
Kind of like a gang of little boys.
And find a treasure map, and they're looking for One-Eyed Willie the pirate, and create. You know, they're this actual like gang, but they're brothers, sister, and the mom. Two brothers and the mom of like criminals are also like following them because they heard about the treasure. And it's great. It's such a good movie. And the Truffle Shuffle is where they make the fat kid pull up his shirt and jiggle his fat, and they call it the Truffle Shuffle. So, like, they make him do it, like, to get in the house. He's like, come on, let me in. They're like, do it. Come on, do it. And he gets up on, like, a stump, or, like, he gets up on, like, a crate or something. He pulls up his shirt, and he goes, and he does the Truffle Shuffle.
It's just one of those little cult film things, you know.
Did you ever read that book, Oh Man with the Kids, and it was by William Golding, and they're on an island, and it was a plane crash, and do you guys
Lord of the Flies?
Thank you.
I never read it, no.
You never read it. Did you? Okay, so everybody, Ryan and I went to the same high school, but Ryan was
yes.
like, what year did you
2010.
Graduate? Okay, so we were 5 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have, it was my sophomore year of high school, who was your English teacher?
So you were in sophomore. Who was my when I was a sophomore?
What? No. Who was your sophomore high school English teacher?
I think it wasn't Bates.
No,
it was the other woman. The other woman.
Raymond?
I can't remember. I think that's who it was.
Okay, so you didn't have the same person I did.
No,
but we had to read
Lord of the Flies.
Lord
of the Rings. Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Rings during that class. And ever since, like, for like an entire year afterwards, I couldn't eat bacon because of the whole pig scene where they, like,
don't know anything about Lord of the Flies.
Read it?
Oh. No, that's what I mean. We must have had different.
He was supposed to read it.
I spark notes it.
Spark notes.
No, I never read it. I know nothing about it. I just know it's like a really messed up story, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. But the Goonies, that it just reminded me of the Goonies.
Yeah, I know.
It's different. Goonies is a comedy.
Yeah, it's Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg directed it.
Oh yeah,
I know that
does
for
seem
fact.
Like something.
Don't call me out on that. I know
something
that.
Spielberg would direct.
Yeah, and it's really good. That movie is. It doesn't ever get old. It's great. I love it. But yeah, so that's my news. Ben, do you have any more you want to pull up?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I got one more thing. This is later, but Porch Rocker, Highland Square Porch Rocker. Mm-hmm. Benjamin, you were there last year.
Yes.
While I pull up some info on it, why don't you tell everybody what it is and what it's about?
Well, Porch Rocker is an annual event that happens in Highland Square. And basically, they select a particular quadrant of the square. So, you know, a square is four quadrants. And so last year it was on, I think, like the southeast, or I'm really bad with directions. But they get a bunch of people in the neighborhood to open their they get a bunch of people in the neighborhoods to open their porches, and bands play, and we actually performed. Wandering Aesthetics did. Kyle did some of our Appalachian Trail stories. We do storytelling performances, and but we were one of the only non-musical acts.
That's so cool. Copper Pennies, we were supposed to perform.
I am so sorry.
I
had to pee.
Really, no, we were supposed to perform, and like the week before, Ben goes, sorry guys, I got work at Harrow Farm, and he couldn't get out.
I didn't realize it was an all-day thing. I thought
but
it was
that's okay, but
evening.
But yeah. We're going to try to get into it this year because it's such a cool event, but that's why I wanted to bring it up. On their Facebook page, and I'm guessing on their website as well, they're looking for volunteers. They're looking for, I'm guessing, bands also, but they're looking for people just to work the event. I'm sure there's people in T-shirts walking around helping.
Well, the band call will come out later this year, but right now they're looking for volunteers to help organize the event. So
yeah.
I am actually also on, I believe we call it the Special Events Committee.
You do so many things. You're very busy.
I really like to be involved in Akron. So we have our first meeting coming up on a Sunday, like the 19th or something. But yeah, so we're going to plan special events. Like last year, Wandering Aesthetics also held workshops for performers to work on stage presence and get over stage fright and that kind of stuff. So hopefully we'll be doing that again this year.
Well, if you want to help sign up, if you want to help them volunteer or to organize the event, go to their Facebook page, go to their website, Highland Square Porch Rocker. It's spelled weird, so it's P-O-R-C-H-R-O-K-R. They don't like E's, apparently.
Or C's, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no E or C. But it's on August 29th. I know that's that's way down the line. But, you know, they're looking for volunteers now to help organize it. Because I'm sure it's not something you just put together overnight. You got, they got what, hundreds, a hundred bands?
Millions.
They got,
billions,
you know, they got
billions.
Dozens of bands playing on different porches and stuff. And you know, food trucks. Wasn't there some food trucks last year?
Food trucks. There were. I know that Life Source Yoga was there, and they were providing some stuff. So it's like a great community gathering. Mm-hmm. All the bars and businesses are open and really welcoming afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great event. You know?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm so sad we missed it last year.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Sorry.
So even though you didn't play, you didn't end up going, Ryan?
No, I didn't end up going. I think I ended up having a PNR show that night, an improv show. I didn't end up going. I don't remember why. I know Mark Brown did play. Our bassist did play. He filled in for the F&G band.
Oh, that's right. He did.
He did
fill in. Denny played too then. Yeah.
Denny played.
Yeah.
Our harmonica player played. No, I didn't. I didn't end up going. I don't remember what I was doing, but I wasn't able to make it. It was either a PNR show or I don't know. I can't give you any good excuse. I just wasn't able to show up. But I really want to go this year. Oh, I think it's going to be so much fun. Mm-hmm. That's where I heard about Copoli, the band Copoli. Ben, do you remember both Bens, Benjamin and Ben? They're that steel drum band.
Yes.
With the stand-up bass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's
where
right.
I first heard
I do
about
remember them.
because they were like, I don't know if I don't want to say they were headlining the event, but they were like a big deal, and they played on, like they had a big slot or something like that. I just remember hearing about the band Copalai.
Really? That's such an odd combination of instruments.
And it's instrumental, no vocals.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's not just the two of them, though. They have, like...
There's, like, nine of them.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a large amount of people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's all percussionists. The one guy, I've met him, that's something I'll talk about later. He... I can't talk about it. It's confidential information.
All right.
He is, like, he has, like, a master's in percussionists. Percussion. He has a master's in it.
That's cool.
I think that's crazy. As a drummer, mm-hmm. I love listening and watching people like that because mm-hmm. they're just in a whole different league, a league of their own.
It's like Whiplash.
That's a great movie too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
League of their own. Both movies that we just
talking about that. Oh, okay. This is really quick. Tom Hanks did all of his movies on the Late Late Show with
I did see that.
And he did all of his movies in 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. And his bit about There's no crying in baseball was great. Anyways, well, I got to link that because I thought that was – he's such a great actor.
He's so funny. He's
what?
Good.
You don't like him?
No, I don't.
You don't like Tom Hanks?
No, I do not like Tom Hanks.
Okay, not that you have to defend yourself, but why?
Well, I don't know. I just don't think he's really any good. I don't find his movies that interesting.
Okay.
Typically. Yeah.
Toy Story.
I mean, Toy Story is like a cartoon.
The Terminal.
You know? Didn't really like that.
Okay. I thought that movie was good.
Oh no! Wait, what's that movie? Lost in Translation.
That is him
too. That's Bill Murray.
Oh, see, never
that's Bill Murray. That's Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Castaway.
Never saw it.
Oh,
it's long. That's a long one.
Well, and but you know, like you have that certain, like at least I have that certain block. Like if I don't like somebody, I don't see their movies.
I know what you mean. I'm thinking if I have anybody like that, I'll see any movie. I love movies.
I'm not too fond of Jim Carrey. I can't really stand Jim Carrey.
Really?
I liked him in Man on the Moon.
Ace Ventura.
No, I haven't seen it.
What?
No, see, I don't like Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell. Who's that big guy from Saturday Night Live?
Chris
Farley. Don't like him.
Okay.
Like that whole like segment.
Really?
Yeah.
Adam
Sandler.
So
the Anchorman movies, you're not a big fan of?
No, I do not like Will
Ferrell. Okay. What's your favorite comedy?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't really actually watch that many movies. I watch TV. So
okay.
Like, I really like
favorite. What's your favorite TV show?
Parks and Recreation is really good.
That is a good show.
I like the show Community.
Ooh.
Oh, here we go. Here
I love
we go.
Community. It's on Yahoo screen now.
You two talk. I'll be over here.
But it's like, that's the kind of stuff I like that I view like maybe as a little smarter.
I know what you mean. 30 Rock was like that for me.
Mm. Yeah, 30 Rock.
I love 30
really
Rock.
Good. Oh my God, have you guys seen The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I started watching it.
I have not.
I'm liking it. I'm
what
really liking it.
Brilliant show.
That's Tina Fey's new show.
Tina Fey's new show, and I love.
She's not in it though, right?
No.
She has a guest spot towards the end of this season.
I know Jana, I don't think that's her character's name, but I know the blonde from 30 Rock's in it also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jane Krakowski.
Yeah,
something
like that.
And you know what show recently was added to Netflix that I effing love? It is so good.
We told them.
It's 30 or Third Rock from the Sun.
I didn't know if it was
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Who's that tall bald guy?
JGL.
Who?
JGL. No, no, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh.
JGL.
Lithgow.
John Lithgow. Yeah.
Oh.
John
okay.
Lithgow. Like they.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
They are such a like brilliant comedy team.
Uh-huh.
Their physical comedy.
How
is
old
so good.
Is that? Is that TV show? It's like early 2000s, right?
I think it premiered in 96.
Oh, even earlier than that?
Yeah.
So you
were like a baby then.
I was a baby. Seinfeld was like that for me. I love Seinfeld.
I didn't like Seinfeld.
No?
No.
I have a really weird... Okay, I do. I love all different types of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The only comedy that I really don't like is really dirty, stupid comedy. A lot of Vince Vaughn movies.
Well, I feel like a lot of movies, like comedy movies, are that way.
Seth Rogen. I don't like McFarlane at all.
Me either.
I don't like Family Guy, and I haven't seen Ted or the other one, but I don't like him. I just don't.
But then there's like Louis C.K.
I love and Louis. He's different.
Yeah, no.
He's smart, dirty.
I love Louis. Like his TV show. They just put season 4 on Netflix, and I'm watching through that. I love Louis.
He once opened up a show with like he walks out on stage. I listen to his comedy albums all the time. He walks out on stage and he goes, I forget the number. He goes, so thank you all for making this a sold out crowd. There's 25,000 of you in the audience. I have some statistics I want to break down. So one out of every, and he broke it down. He goes, mm-hmm. like one out of 100 of you will die tonight. And he goes, and he said that. He's like, yeah. And he said like three of you, or I don't know, you know, I forget all the math, but he was like, two of you will not make it home tonight. Thank you, and this is my show. And that's how he opened it. It was hilarious. Oh, that's so great.
His comedy is so grim. Oh, and it's great. Like get really dirty, but his show is just ridiculous.
I gotta find that video and post it. They did a round, they did a table interview with Ricky Gervais, which I love him, Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Louis C.K. sat down for 40 minutes Ooh. And talked about comedy.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It was a great, you know, and they're all different. They're all different types of comedians. Mm-hmm. They're different, you know, Ricky Gervais he's been around, but he really hasn't been around for too long. Mm-hmm. Louis C.K. has been around for years, but he really hasn't made a name for himself. So then you got Seinfeld and Chris Rock. And I will, anybody who's looking to get into comedy, any type of comedy, stand-up, improv, storytelling, I don't know what whatever it is, needs to watch that video because it's mm-hmm. four legends just talking about what makes comedy funny to them.
I think I saw something like that, but Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. wasn't on it.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
So how long have we been going?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter, but we're gonna get into.
I just want to make sure we have enough time.
Yeah, because we want to get into with Benjamin being our first interview ever, our first real guest. We've had, you know, special live audience. He's been our, you know, he's still the
same,
he's
same
the same
guy.
Person. We wanted to bring him in because he is the the co-creator or the creator, I don't know how you guys say that, of Wandering Aesthetics. But before we get into that, we have a question we want to ask.
Okay, so yeah, this is an idea that I shout out to Ryan. To start off,
ride over
so,
here.
So
right.
I actually have you to blame if I don't like this.
No, it's not
his idea.
It's okay. Fine, whatever.
Because they refused to tell me what this was because I was like, I was gonna prepare myself, sit here thinking about an answer, and they're
you're
like,
you're
no.
gonna be. Because from now on, if guests listen to the podcast, they know that question's coming up. We wanted to see what would happen because you're gonna be like the first one and possibly the only one who doesn't know the
I feel
question.
Like we're building this question up like
I know,
crazy
I know.
It's really not that big
it's not
big
like
a
anything
deal.
Huge it's literally like two words
yeah so the question is why are you in Akron why Akron and it could be as profound and deep as you want it to be it could be
I just live here
Akron is melting pot of culture and or it could be you know, I couldn't.
But
it could be
question.
Like my
so we'll keep
reason.
Talking
I'm
while you
a,
think of it.
No, I'm a, I couldn't get a job in Georgia. That's why I'm.
No, I think that's actually a great question, and it's something that Kyle and I sort of have been talking about a lot recently and over time because you know, growing up, I was always like, I'm gonna get the F out of Akron. I don't like this place. I wanna go to Chicago or New York or. Just anywhere else. And then Kyle, who is my husband and partner,
he's
sitting in the
studio
room.
With us. He's our second live studio audience guest member.
I forced him to come with me. He's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to that. I have stuff to do. And I was like, but you're my strength.
Aww.
You didn't want to come here?
Well, not for you guys. He loves you guys, but
aww.
He wanted to.
That's
but he wanted to get stuff done at home.
You know, whatever.
So
you guys thought you guys growing up, you said F Akron. You didn't like growing up here. Where did you grow up?
Portage Lakes.
Okay.
So Coventry.
Yep.
You know, which is about 15, 20 minutes south of here.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. But I always thought this place was so small and I wanted to be in a place that was open like all night long where anytime you wanted to like go out, you could go out and do whatever you wanted. And so that was always my goal. And then Kyle and I hiked the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, So you got to, okay, break it down. Where did you guys start? Where does, I don't know this, where does the trail start and where does it end and how many miles is it?
So the trail starts in Georgia, or if you go the opposite way, it starts in Maine and goes Georgia to Maine or Maine to Georgia. Wow. And it's 2,100, and when we did it, 2,185.9 miles.
How does it get longer?
Well, because they add things like switchbacks.
Okay, I say, did the earth stretch?
No, or they'll reroute certain parts of the trail, like if something's getting worn down, or there was flooding, or this or that. So they'll, like, it changes slightly every year. It's, you know, it's always been, I think, over 2,000 miles, but then it parts
get... How long did it take you guys to hike the entire thing?
5.5 months.
Wow.
That is so cool.
And you went straight through. 5.5 months.
We were gone from May to November.
Wow. Now, do they have hotels, cabins, tents? What did you guys do?
Yeah, so just about every 3 to 5 days, there is a town or a place you can go into if you need it. And when we were, because we did what you call a flip-flop, so we went from Georgia to Pennsylvania, then took a bus and hitchhiked up to Maine and came back down south to Pennsylvania.
So that you, because it's in the middle, right?
Yeah, part of it is that we live in Ohio. Yeah. Part of it is that we started much later than most people do. And we could have rushed and got through the whole thing, but we didn't want to have to rush. Because of the weather. In Maine, in the beginning to middle of October, like, Maine is actually almost impassable with snow and ice. And we could have beat it, but we wanted to enjoy ourselves.
Save the time. Save the moment.
Because, you know, when else in life are you able to just go, peace out for five and a half months? Yeah. And so we flipped. So then we bussed and hitchhiked up to Maine.
And came back down.
And, why did you ask me that?
How long it was? I think that's so cool. I mean, what did you guys do with, like, your belongings here? Did you have a house? Did you rent? Did you leave them with a friend? I mean, for 5.5 months, what happened?
Well, that's a great question. I'm trying to remember now.
I want to do this.
I think we actually, the house where we were living with these two really cool people who just let us keep our stuff there. You know, because we also did a 6-week road trip out west where we lived out of our car and, visited everywhere except North and South Dakota.
So when you guys were on the trail...
Screw Dakota.
So was it just backpacks?
It was just
everything you carried?
It was just backpacks, and so that's where that was coming from. Is every 3 to 5 days, there's a place to stay, typically. And going north, we're with a group of, 12 people, people that we just met along the way who all wanted to hike together. And it was, you know, so, and everyone had their own schedules. People wanted to stay in places. But coming south, mostly Kyle and I just camped and only went into town when we needed food or whatever.
That's so cool.
So then you hiked the Appalachian Trail, came back to Ohio, came back to Akron, right?
Yeah. Did you?
Well, we did. Okay. And we planned, we were like, okay, well, we're going to get our stuff together here and then move down to Asheville, North Carolina. But
that's a beautiful place.
Man, we heard a lot about the trail. but so then at that point we were here, and there was a lot of some really good potential we saw happening in Akron, that there was just a lot going on, and what we kind of came to was, you know, you can choose to go somewhere else and, like, get absorbed into that culture, or you can create the kind of culture you want in a place like Akron, because there's so much potential and so much empty space, and it's affordable, so you can really help shape the city that you want here.
Not trying to, in a big city, you know, make your mark among all these other people. You're starting out, and you're now creating the culture that at one point other people will want to come and be a part of.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I mean, I think if you want to move to a big city, that's great. But, you know, like, especially being artists, that the real estate is essentially so cheap. And by real estate, I mean literal real estate, but also all the stuff that you need in order to create that is here, and it's within reach. And also, you know, we were talking about this in terms of, like, the big, whoa, sorry, I hit the mic stand again, the big wigs, quote unquote, whatever that means.
Quotes.
are within reach, you know? Yes. Like, I've been, we've been going to ward meetings where we're meeting with council members and other, like,
big names.
Yeah, exactly.
Big names.
And so everyone, you get to have that face time in Akron where, that you wouldn't get to have other places.
So let's talk about Wandering Aesthetics, because I mean, what is that the next thing you guys did? You created Wandering Aesthetics?
Well, that actually, the name came up in the idea and the mission statement we wrote while we were on the trail.
What's the what is Wandering Aesthetics?
Yeah, we should start with that.
Yeah.
that's a great question. Because
I have a really cool question I want to ask when you get through this, because I it's something I've been thinking about since I was, you just reminded me that we went to the same high school.
Yeah. So essentially, we are a theater company, and our focus is on solo storytelling performances, and that's really what Wandering Aesthetics is. While we were here and all the stuff that has come out since is way more than we expected. For us, what we wanted to do was we wanted to, in theatrical ways, explore what it means to be American. Because so many of us, like, I don't know what my roots are. You know, I don't know if I'm Italian,
really?
English, Polish. I don't. But I am American.
Is your last name Rexrode?
Yeah.
Rexrode.
Which is a very English last name. But I don't know but that's from my adopted grandfather. There is an announcement.
Oh, they're telling us. Oh, the library's closing.
There is not a fourth person on this podcast. That was just an automated voice, people.
So
Wandering Aesthetics.
So we wanted to explore the American identity because neither one of us know what our heritage is. So.
Okay. All right. So my question is, when you guys created it, you both created it in partner with each other. Did you go out and talk with other people? Did you do it with friends and family?
No. Before we went on the trail, we used to have a theater company called Heads Up Productions. And it was like an ensemble. There were 7 to 9 people that we worked with on a regular basis. But we were all in our early 20s, and everyone was like, oh, I'm going to go have a baby or get married or move away or go back to school. Mm. And so it sort of just left Kyle and I.
Okay.
And that is part of why we decided to go on the trail when we did, was because it was this time where we were like, okay, everyone's sort of left and we need to reevaluate what we want to do.
Find yourself.
Right.
I mean, lack of a better word.
Walden.
Huh?
Like Henry David Thoreau.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. That guy.
Went into the woods.
I love his movies.
So you guys did...
I don't know who that is. Is that a writer?
Yeah.
Okay.
The transcendental. Okay. So you started. Did you start in the flower shop, in the basement of the flower shop? Is that?
Well. Okay. So yeah. So it was just the two of us when we came back, and we're just gonna do this solo thing, and then that was something else we had dreamt up was the electric pressure cooker, which is an open mic that we run now, and it was partially because there wasn't anything like it in Akron, you know, like there, we were looking at it and there are all these music open mics or poetry open mics this or that, but we wanted something that was open to everybody and where we could work on the part of the material that, you know, because we're doing like the solo piece that we don't have audiences on a regular basis.
It's a pressure cooker. I mean, explain even the name pressure cooker. It's from what Kyle and you have told me, it's a piece of coal that then becomes a diamond, correct?
Yeah, we took the name. We wanted something that really showed that process of like or had that idea of turning like that pressure that turns a piece of coal, a piece of like, and, you know, coal is like plants or animal matter that has been compressed.
It's gross. They give it to bad children on Christmas.
But, and so then after enough pressure and time, it becomes a diamond. And that's not actually how it really works, but
no.
That's what we were told as kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, little wives' tales, you know, follow us. No, that's awesome.
With the open mic, though, like Ben said, you guys started in the flower shop, the basement of Every Bloomin' Thing Flower Shop in Highland Square. How did you get up? Set up with them? Did you know the owners before?
Yeah, we knew the owners before, and actually when Kyle...
They're so cool guys, aren't they?
They're great. And yeah. And so essentially what happened was I was going to propose to Kyle, and I was looking for a flower shop because I wanted, it was after a show, and I wanted everyone to, aww, like all the cast to have roses that they came up and gave to him after curtain call. And then I proposed, and I made sure all of our friends and family were going, aww, to be there.
I'm going to be over here. It's so cute.
That is every time he hears a proposal,
sorry,
story.
It's going to become a running gag.
And so what happened was, wait till there's an actual proposal on your podcast, you know?
Oh, somebody... gosh. I'm going to bust out in tears. Oh.
And so I go into this flower shop thing, and I go, so how much are roses here? And he told me, and I'm like, that's a little expensive. But then, like, I'm driving away. I turn around and come back, and I go, basically, I walked up to him and I go, hey, are you gay? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to give my money to you.
Nice. I like it.
And so ever since then, we started a friendship.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
And, you know, the term is actually what I said was, are you family? That, you know, that's how you ask. Like, you know the song, We Are Family?
I once had someone ask me, hey, bro, do you like 420? And basically, he was just asking me if I wanted some weed. And I was like, what? I, like, didn't understand.
You didn't
what
know
what
420 was at the time?
Hey, bro, are we family? What? Huh?
Kyle and I went to the...
it would have been so great if he didn't understand. He was like, well, I was adopted. Or, like, I never met my brother.
Well, I mean, that some people do that, too. Because, you know, unless you're gay, you really haven't heard that term.
That's really funny.
And so we developed a friendship, and I started driving van for them, delivering flowers, which is one of the best jobs ever because no one is ever upset with flowers, except
even if you're like an hour late, you know.
Well, except this one time, it was Valentine's, and I delivered from the same guy. I delivered flowers to one apartment, and it was the same arrangements, and then, like, drove around the block, delivered it to another apartment, and it was his wife and two girlfriends that I delivered flowers to.
Aww.
Yeah, it was
I'm
really
gonna cry
nice.
Again!
And so then I was in their basement, and it was a mess, and I was like, hey, we are looking for rehearsal space. If Kyle and I, like, rearrange this space and clean it up. Can we have it? And he was like, sure, but I think he thought we were joking. And then the next thing he knows, we're like in his basement with sledgehammers, like knocking down welding units, and so that's sort of how the Bloomin' Basement Studios.
You know, then his man walks in and goes, well, what's going on? He's like, oh, my family's downstairs.
All right,
they're cleaning up.
No, I mean, I've only gone to the EPC twice. Personally.
When it was at the.
When it was in the basement, I haven't gone to the
Pub Rico.
Yeah, it's moved
we'll
to
get
Pub
to
Rico.
There.
But every time I've gone, just twice, like it's such. Everyone there is so cool. Oh. Like I feel so inadequate, but everyone there is so welcoming and friendly and awesome.
Wait,
and
family. How do you
super
feel
nice.
Inadequate?
Because he's like that.
What? Well, yeah, I just that's just me. Oh, now we're not interviewing me though, but that was the first episode. But
Ben,
now
Ben. Ben, at that first open mic, we did one of our songs, Barton Hollow, where it's literally him and Aaron sing, like screaming at the top of their lungs and holding out a note. And before we did it, I'm going to share this, Ben. You were backstage like going, I don't think I can do this. And you guys, and I'm giving you some props, bro. You went out there and killed it.
Well, thank you.
And this is also for you, Benjamin. That family of the pressure cooker was just welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
They were so welcoming.
Well, I mean, I think that's partially. We have the three R's that we try to enforce. We have respect the space,
okay,
respect the performers, and respect the audience. And we really want that to like kind of permeate throughout Akron and throughout the greater Akron community.
It's just good guidelines, good rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we try to be really welcoming and really try to get people to just follow the three R's. You know.
All right, so you guys were in the basement, I should say, for about a year or so, correct?
Yep, we did. I think it was 10 or 11 down in the basement
yep.
of the flower
I mean,
shop.
that's where Copper Pennies debuted. That's
no,
what
was
I was
our
saying
first
before.
Time performing.
That was the first place we performed. That's where we met Kirsten Nicole Kicks. She brought us to Akron Music Fest, and mm-hmm. on May 30th, it'll be our one-year anniversary. I mean, that just shows you that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
It's working. It took... Ben, who was this ugly piece of coal, and Ryan, who was this ugly piece of coal, and it turned us into diamonds.
Well, we're going to have to start wrapping this up soon because we got to be able to put all this stuff away before
yes.
the library
before
closes.
Before that voice comes back
right.
on. But wait, let's bring up the next open mic. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you guys moved into that space. You got too big for the basement.
We did get too big for the basement, and almost within the first one at the new space, we're too big for the new space.
Isn't that crazy?
It is really insane. And I think it's more than us, you know. It's everyone who comes and performs at it that is why we're like that, because we have such, you know, from beginners to people that have been playing for 50 years.
Yeah. It's a cool age range
yeah,
as
we
well.
Have somebody as young as 13 and somebody, I think, 76 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that Willie Nelson guy was awesome.
Very cool.
But, you know, it's really that diversity that kind of brings people in, I think. And
I'm going to quote Mr. Seth Gravitt. This is actually the quote I gave to Chris when I first met him when he was interviewing me. He wrote this awesome piece about the electric pressure cooker for the Akronist. Seth Gravitt said this at one of the open mics, and it stuck with me since then. The electric pressure cooker is where the artists go to see the other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that it's everything you need to know about it. It's where just people, and it doesn't matter, like you said, where they are in their art, how old they are, how long they've been doing it. It's where you go and appreciate other artists. And it is. It's a welcome, loving family. And now you guys are at a new location at Pub Rico, and you're already, that voice comes back on. Who is that? Do you guys hear that? Right?
God?
Hello? Mom? When's the next one coming up? That's why we brought you on today, because the next one's coming up.
On April 11th.
Yep.
And we should mention that.
Go ahead if you want to.
Are you going to be there, Ryan?
I don't know. I might show up. I don't know.
Ryan's actually the MC, and Copper Pennies is going to be the opening.
High five,
act.
Ben.
Woo! Yes. We're opening.
We are opening the show. We're going to be the first act. It starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yep.
Sign-ups
at 7:30.
Okay.
And there's going to be 27 slots,
uh-huh,
because we can only go because we're at a bar at the basement. We used to go. We started at 9 o'clock.
We went to 5 o'clock.
And
one
used to
time.
Go sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning. It was insane.
Gosh.
It was like a full day music fest, but at night.
Oh, I go
so
to
great.
Bed at 9. So.
Yeah, Ben was very happy about that. He goes, "When do we go on?" I said, "We're on at 8." He goes, "Oh, I'm gonna go home and go to bed. I can get my bedtime. I don't have to mess that up." But that is on April 11th. It's coming up. It's next Saturday. Well, when this is released on Monday, it's on Saturday. I'll be hosting. I'm excited to host.
MCing.
You're right. Kyle, your loving man.
Yeah.
Kyle is the host.
He is the host.
Yes.
And, you know, that's that we have that position because we do want Wandering Aesthetics face to be,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
seen throughout the night, not just in kind of managerial roles, but also on stage. And, you know, in case you get nervous or you freak out or
get drunk,
you get like super drunk, you know, we need
to
be
aesthetic.
You know, so we just need to have that kind of backup position, but also someone that can help you through the ropes, because this is your first
yes.
time, and it is, the crowd is quite wild.
And it's a 6 hour long event.
It's pretty long.
I'm gonna be like LL Cool J, but for 6 hours.
You're gonna be LL Cool J for like 2 hours, and
then
me.
And then
for
be like
the
Neil
rest.
Patrick Harris. I'm gonna go through like all the steps of like people that have hosted awards.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna start off at like as Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, how they're hilarious.
Yeah.
By the end of the night, I'm gonna be Ricky Gervais, just yelling at people and making fun of them.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Benjamin Rexrode, for joining us today. And are we about to wrap this up?
We're gonna wrap this up. Ben, grab your guitar.
No, why?
We're gonna start a new thingy.
I don't know why.
We don't have to do words, but Benjamin, if you feel like you want to, Ben, I want you to close this out. But first, before you do, you know, as always, we want to thank Chris Miller for being in here with us. He's running the board for us. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you to the Akronist. We work in partnership with them in the Akron Digital Media Center. It's right here in the library.
Yeah, and can I plug two things?
No, you go ahead. You do some plugging.
All right, so facebook.com/WA Theater, and that's spelled the pretentious way.
Yes.
Because we are pretentious.
R-E, not E-R.
That is what we tell people. And also, so follow us or like us on Facebook, and then follow The Akronist on Twitter, because I also work for The Akronist,
yes,
too. So,
what is that word I'm looking for? Where it's a lot of people working together.
Networking?
No, I don't know. It's like some word.
Puzzling.
Let's put that on the correction. I'll figure it out and talk about it next week. But always, we want to thank you guys so much for listening. Mr. Ben, this is a new weekly thing I want to bring up to you. I want you to improv us some guitar as we close out. Go ahead. Sounds good. What do you think, Benjamin?
It's really nice. It makes me wonder if it's
I think it's actual song.
Yeah, it's.
What are you playing?
I'm just playing chords, man.
Do something else. Do a solo.
No, I can't do solos.
Why not? All right, again, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to Mr. Benjamin Rexroad for coming on and being our first guest. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
Give me a high five.
Benjamin.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. On the back.
Yes, he did. It was awesome.
I can't give you a high five because I'm doing something that I was forced into doing.
All right, so we'll talk to you guys next week. You guys have a great day.